Welcome, Creative Minds, to episode 79 of the Akeshia Kinche podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that affects many of us. It's a silent enemy of creativity and it's content creation fatigue. If you've been there, I'm sure it sounds familiar. You probably have chills because it is very common. In this episode, I'll navigate through the issue of content creation fatigue, which is a pressing concern many of us face but rarely address. We barely talk about it, so we're going to talk about it in this episode. We'll discuss the number one reason behind this burnout and how you can overcome it to continue creating amazing content for your audience and growing your business. So let's get started. Welcome to the Akeshia Kinche podcast, a podcast tailored for wedding and event professionals eager to elevate their businesses. I'm Akeshia Kinche, your host and guide on this transformative journey. As a multi-hyphenate with a diverse collage of roles, including luxury wedding planner, event designer, international speaker, author, and seasoned business coach, I have meticulously crafted a career intertwining threads of passion, resilience, and an unwavering pursuit of vision. Each week, join me as we navigate through the vibrant landscape of creative business, unlocking secrets to branding that resonates, marketing that engages, and strategies designed for unparalleled growth. Expect insights, practical tips, and conversations with industry leaders, all designed to help you build and scale an event business that thrives and resonates with your clients. Are you ready to transform your passion into a paycheck and connect with clients who see and appreciate your value? Then you are in the right place. I am thrilled to share this journey with you. Subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let's dive into success, inspiration, and empowerment together. Now let the show begin. Welcome back. Okay, so let's first talk about the reality of content creation fatigue. In a shorter word, burnout, right? We've all been there. And every now and then, as creatives, especially in the wedding and events industry, burnout is real. It's more common than you would think. As creative entrepreneurs, we're expected to consistently produce engaging, valuable, and shareable content to stay relevant and connect with our audience. And we live in a digital world, and content is our currency, right? So, yes, this is a tedious process. It requires you to constantly create, produce, execute. We are wearing so many hats and it can be exhausting. And creating engaging content, it's something I feel like a lot of creatives struggle with, right? And sometimes pushing yourself a little too far, not having a good strategy, can lead to this burnout. So it is overwhelming and it could be exhausting. And when you feel burnout, it does hinder your creativity and your well-being, because when you don't feel good about your work or you feel like you're behind, it affects how you show up, how you perform, and how you feel. So believe it or not, burnout not only affects you creatively, it also affects you as a person. And we want to make sure that is not something that is consistent in your life as a business owner. Now, this constant pressure to create can lead to content creation fatigue, basically a feeling of mental and emotional exhaustion that can have a significant impact on your creativity, your productivity, and your overall well-being. That is what we're going to address today. All right, so let's talk about the number one reason behind this fatigue, this content creation burnout that a lot of people are feeling. Basically, it's constant pressure, right? And that is the number one reason. What causes fatigue is simple: the pressure to constantly create and innovate. I want you to take a moment right now and think about how pressured you feel every day to create, to post, to write, blogging, and all of that, right? It is required. It's what comes with the job. Unfortunately, it's part of our marketing process. But how do you avoid that burnout? And when you really think about it, that burnout is caused by pressure, the pressure to continue to create and innovate. And it is the relentless pursuit to create new content, innovative content. The pressure's there. You're looking on social media. Everybody's posting. Everybody's creating these reels. Everybody's doing these videos. And then you feel out of line. You feel like you're, you get FOMO, right? And then you push yourself and you pressure yourself to overdo it and overcreate, right? But there's a process. So we want to make sure that we are aware of what's realistic and unrealistic. And we often set, because of the pressure, we often set unrealistic expectations for ourselves to constantly create and generate fresh, unique ideas while also judging ourselves as well. It's like we create the content and then we're not happy and then we feel bad and then we compare. And comparison also can lead to that pressure and also fatigue, right? And all of that is happening while we're juggling all the different aspects of our business. It's exhausting, right? I'm sure you can relate. I've been there so many times and I'm sure you have. Now, constantly working without adequate support and a clear strategy is the issue. It's not the fact that we have to create content, because let's face it, that's always going to be a requirement. In order to stay in our creative business, in a wedding and events business, you have to create, you have to become an innovator, you have to inspire, you have to make fresh content, you have to be unique, you have to showcase your signature, you have to speak to your niche. I can go on and on and on and on, right? That is my life, basically. However, you need support and you need to have a clear strategy. Otherwise, you're going to be burnt out. Every entrepreneur must possess boundless passion, but without structure and help, burnout is inevitable. It's going to happen to you sooner than you think. So the pressure to keep up with the ever-evolving content landscape can take a toll if you do not have structure. One of the things I share inside my coaching group, Creatives Corner, is structuring your days, structuring your weeks, structuring your months, and structuring your quarters. I have days for certain things to avoid burnout. When you don't have structure and you're just winging it, you're going to feel like you're still not catching up. You're not getting it. You're not catching up, and you feel pressure and you don't feel good. Right. But when you have structure and know, like, okay, on certain days I do this, on this days I do this. This is my day, it's my admin day, and all I do is answer emails on this day, so I'm not behind while creating content in my business. This is the day I create that I don't do any phone calls, I don't do any meetings, because it is my content creation day, and you batch all your content, right? Having structure. And you have to also pay attention to that burnout, because when it starts, it only gets worse if you don't address it. So when you're feeling burnt out, you want to ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? How did I get here? And how can I get out of it? Right? We all tend to fall into the comparison trap. It is the worst trap to be in, because every time you compare, you're constantly comparing yourself. Everything you do is never good enough, because you're gauging it to someone else's standards. Someone else that has separate goals, separate everything from you, should not be your basis of comparison. You should just decide how you want to serve, how you want to show up, how you want to create, and just do it, right? So in the pursuit of excellence, we often measure our work against others, fostering discontent, fatigue, all of it, imposter syndrome. I've experienced it. It's not the best feeling. And succumbing to the pressure of mirroring your success with others without acknowledging our own journey and pace is most definitely going to lead to burnout. And besides burnout, it's going to affect your self-esteem. It's going to affect your confidence and how you show up. And that is not what you want. So now that we've talked all about that, how do we overcome content creation fatigue? I mentioned earlier that having structure and a plan and having support definitely helps. Being part of a community where people also share their struggles, where you don't feel like you're alone, and then they get to share the things that they're using, systems and things that they have in place that helps them overcome fatigue and keep up, right? Because I don't know about you, but every time you feel like you're behind, you fall more behind because you look at all the things you haven't done and the things that are still ahead of you. So structure is your number one step for sure. So of course, now that we know the leading cause behind content creation fatigue, aka burnout, let's discuss some ways to overcome it. How do we counter fatigue? How do we counter burnout? First, you have to set achievable goals. Understand your audience and adjust your content accordingly. Basically, you want to curate a plan that is specific to you, your business, and your business mission, your goals, not anybody else's. It's not about perfection. It's about connection and consistency. So with the things you are doing, are you consistent? Right? This, the need for perfection will always be there. But if you put that aside and focus on connecting with people, giving value, creating content that is meaningful, and being consistent. One of our issues is that we are not consistent. All right. So first, you want to set realistic goals and expectations. Do not expect the world of yourself if it's not realistic. Set realistic expectations and goals. Instead of aiming, like I said, for perfection, set achievable goals for your content creation. Determine the frequency that works for you and the type of content that works for not only you, but your audience. And don't be afraid to make adjustments as needed. I am constantly adjusting, revamping, tweaking, because I feel like that my journey requires that. And if you're always in that if you always have that feeling of, I think I want to change this around because it feels better and I connect with my audience better, by all means, do it, because that's what works for you. Right? In order to get rid of burnout, setting realistic expectations is paramount. Outlining expectations that align with your capability and resources. Like, you have to also understand how much time you can give this, how much support you have, how much money you have to create this content. And if all of that is doable, and anything other than that is going to breed stress, exhaustion, frustration, and sometimes people just quit because they feel like it's not working and they're not doing it right. So please pay attention to how you're feeling, what you're capable of doing, and if your goals for content creation is realistic. Next, you want to create a content calendar. This is another lifesaver for me. Once I started to create my content calendar, I felt like I had a plan. Overwhelm was not there anymore because I could see it. I could picture it. So if you're not a pen and paper or digital person, you have to create content, a content calendar that is also realistic, right? So like, you're not going to create reels every day or 5 reels a day. That's not realistic because you also have other things to do in your business. So what does your content calendar look like? Right now, we're at the end of the year, we're in Q4. Maybe you're thinking about creating holiday content, new content for the new season, engagement season is coming up. What does your content calendar look like? What does your calendar look like for this week? What days, what times, and what content are you going to be creating? What does your content calendar look like for the month of October, November, December, January, all of it? If you don't have a content calendar, I recommend you create one. It doesn't have to be complicated. Before you move it into your digital, I usually take a piece of paper. I would go online. You can get downloadable free calendars January through December. I print all 12 out and then I just start to plug in things because I can see the boxes and I can choose when what goes where. It really helps me map it out first on paper and then I transfer it to my calendar. And it's the same thing I do for everything else, even outside of content. Everything has a plan, everything has a day, everything has a place, and it's how I roll and it's what keeps me sane. Right? And if you can, delegate tasks, collaborate with people. I cannot stress how collaboration helps ease that sense of overwhelm and burnout. And also, it gives you the best output because you're now working with the best people that align with your vision and are able to work with you. And never hesitate, friends, and never hesitate to repurpose. If you feel like, hey, I just can't do it this week. I'm behind. I haven't created. Take the pressure off yourself and just use content that worked before, I promise you, your audience will not mind that you're reposting. Sometimes they missed it. So a lot of things you feel like is repetitive is not, because the audience that saw that first post probably did not see it this time. So do not hesitate to repurpose. Plan your content in advance. It'll help you take away the pressure to constantly create. And if you can batch, one advice I would give you is to try to do as many as possible in one take, in one day. So if you want to do reels, for example, can you shoot like 10 or 8 in one day? Just knock it out. So you have them already done. And all you have to do is go into your bank and post and write your caption. You can even write your captions way ahead of time if you want to be ambitious and get things done. All right. So next, again, as a reminder, using a content calendar to map out your ideas, your themes, and posting schedule gives you a clear roadmap to follow and is the beginning of your journey to success. Hey friends, let me pause for a second and let you know about something that I'm super excited about. Did you know that every month I go live in my coaching community of wedding and event pros called Creatives Corner? It is a supportive and collaborative network of wedding and event pros who are ready to grow and scale their business. I teach them the latest strategies for them to implement in their business for massive growth and success. If you're a wedding and event pro and are sick and tired of trying to grow your business without success, then stop stressing and head over to thekeshexperience.com/creativescorner to learn more about this amazing membership experience. Every month, I pick a hot topic and I go live on Zoom and coach my members every week on that particular topic. I provide action worksheets, photos for social media marketing, tools, resources, and worksheets, and so much more. It is the community to be if you're ready to see growth and success. If you want to learn the latest strategies to grow your business faster, go to thekeshexperience.com/creativescorner and sign up. All right, so let's jump right back in. My next tip for you is to delegate and collaborate. If you have a team, consider delegating content creation tasks to lighten your workload, right? I would say there's no trophy for doing everything yourself. This is where you can either utilize your team if you have an internal team, or you get contractors to help you. You can hire freelancers for certain things to help help you, basically. Like for me, I thought I could record and edit and all of that. And I'm like, geez, no way. Right. So now I collaborate with a photographer, videographer, that I create the content, I record it, they do the editing, and bam, we have amazing content to share. Right. Some of these things will come at a cost, but nothing is more sacred than your peace of mind and your mental health. I would say that. Right. So there's a lot of freelancers that you can hire to help with your workload. You also want to collaborate with other professionals to help with your content creation, right? So I felt burnt out. I felt drained with my creativity at a standstill, and I had to reassess. I had to restructure, and I had to set new expectations. I had to get into the process of embracing delegation and collaboration. And then I learned to celebrate small wins. You know, a lot of times we're looking for the big win, but celebrate the little things. If you checked one thing off your list for your on your content calendar, give yourself a pat on the back and celebrate, because that is one thing that you've done that's closer to your goals, closer to your dreams, right? Don't wait for all the big wins. A win is a win. So celebrate the little wins. These little adjustments for me were transformative for my mental health and also for my business. Collaboration also can, with others, can help bring fresh perspective and ideas to your content. So you may have been thinking about one direction for things, and the person you're collaborating with may say, hey, what about this? Let's try this. I think this would be fun. Right. And it happens when I'm working with certain people collaborating, and they'll say, you know what? I feel like we need to bring a little bit more of your personality. Let's do this instead. And voila, the results are amazing. Right. So collaboration only fosters more creative ideas, and then you feel better when you work with people. Quite honestly, it's so lonely by ourselves. So the more you can collaborate with people, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your shell, and embrace collaboration, and it will help you reduce that level of burnout and fatigue, and plus it's more fun. Right. So like things like photography, videography, makeup artist, caterer, floral designer, like stationery, cake, food, drinks, like all the things. I have a long list. I was up one night and I was like, ooh, I was researching some fun things that I know I would enjoy and I think would bring value to my audience. And I was just making a long list, and it really opened up more ideas for me. And I was writing my topics with my audience in mind. And that's something to think about too. Do it for your audience, because those are the people that you're serving. So think about the person you're serving as you're creating your ideas. And if anything, like, you have to have fun. If you're not having fun with whatever you're doing, it's going to show in your work. Okay, next. I mentioned this before, embrace repurposing. Do not be afraid to repurpose or reuse your existing content, which means that you may go back and update older blog posts, which means you would write a fresh one and just give it a new perspective. Turn videos into blog articles. Turn blog articles into videos. Turn photos into reels. Like, there's so many things you can do with the content you already have on your phone. So don't feel the need to always create new. Think about repurposing already existing content. Creating social media posts, snippets from your weddings or behind the scenes, or even a video that maybe that's been shared from an event that you did. There are endless ways to give new life to your existing content. So really think about that. Next is to prioritize self-care. Remember that in the midst of all of this, your mental health comes first. If you know me, you know that I'm all about prioritizing self-care, taking breaks if you need it, seeking professional help, reaching out, sharing your problems, and being realistic with what your capabilities are, right? It's okay to ask for support. It's okay to take a step back. So remember that your well-being is crucial to your creativity and productivity. Take regular breaks, seek support when needed, and work actively on maintaining your mental and emotional health. Very important. All right. Next is to rekindle your passion. Now, remember that overcoming burnout is just the beginning. You have to reignite your passion. One, you have to do what you're passionate about. That's why comparison is so bad, because you're comparing yourself to someone else's interest and love and passion instead of focusing on your own. So make sure that whatever it is you're doing, that you love it, that you're passionate about it. View each project as a canvas of expression rather than a task. Like for me, people say, how do you do all these things? And I don't know how you're able to do these things. And I just say, I do what I love. And I've always said that the moment I don't feel good and I don't enjoy any aspect of anything I'm doing, whether it's my lifestyle content, the magazine, the blog, weddings and events and the podcast, the moment I no longer have passion for any one of those things, I will quit it. Because one of the things that's essential to me in order to show up at my best is to do what I love and do it with passion and excellence, of course, right? Find joy in the process again. Celebrate every win and remember why you do this. Remember who you're doing it for and the transformation that's happening on the other end, right? And lastly, I would say my final tip for you is to have a mindset shift. View your projects as expressions of creativity. Don't look at social media as this task. Don't look at, you know, setting the table as this task. Don't look at sharing your tips as this huge burden that you have to deal with, right? View your projects as expressions of your creativity rather than task. Rediscover the joy in content creation. And that process requires a mindset shift. You need to step into content creation with excitement and joy and just thinking about the end result, how people are going to feel from absorbing your content, from actually taking your advice and doing what you're saying, right? Look at it as an opportunity. your projects, your content creation projects, to express and innovate rather than a daunting task to complete. If all the things you're doing are like, oh my God, I have to write this blog. Oh my God, I have to shoot this video. And you're looking at it as a task versus a way to just shine and showcase your expertise, eventually it's going to lead to burnout. So you have to go through the process, be mindful of your thought process, and tweak it when needed. All right. So as we wrap up, remember that content creation fatigue is real. You want to acknowledge it, understand its roots, and actively work towards overcoming it. You're not alone. Content creation fatigue, aka burnout, is a reality that many entrepreneurs face. By understanding the cause and implementing strategies to overcome it, you can maintain your creativity, productivity, and most importantly, your well-being. Also, just understand that experiencing burnout doesn't signify failure. People sometimes feel like once you feel burnout or you feel down, you failed as a business owner. You failed as a creative. But it's not. It just highlights a need for restructuring and more self-care. Look at it that way, right? Recognize the signs early. Set realistic expectations. Nurture your passion. These are key things that you can arm yourself with against burnout. It's okay to take a step back and reevaluate your content creation process. Maybe what you have in place right now is just not working. And it just means that you have to restructure it to what works for you and what is exciting for you, right? Your audience will appreciate your authenticity and your passion that comes from a well-rested and inspired you. So thank you for joining me today on episode 79 on the Akasha Kinshia podcast. I hope you found today's discussion insightful and empowering. If this episode resonates with you, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Share it with your fellow creators, and let's collectively embrace strategies that not only prevents burnout, but fosters a joyful creative process. Continue creating amazing content. Until next time, stay inspired and take care of yourself. That is all we've got for this episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, I share more tips and strategies inside my coaching membership experience for wedding and event creatives called Creatives Corner. This is where you get me live coaching you every week with strategies to grow your business and keep you motivated and accountable. If you're not a member yet, go to thekeshexperience.com to join the waitlist so that you can get notified when we open our doors again. Can't wait to see you there. Until next time, remember, your dreams don't work unless you do.